strategic plan. Lan's cabinet secretary Alice Wahome presided over the launch of the ministry's strategic plan for the period 2023 to 2027, which will guide the ministry's implementation of activities, projects and programs for the next 5 years. Speaking on Monday during the launch at Safari Park Hotel, Wahome said the strategic plan will promote job and wealth creation through affordable housing, security land tenure, enhanced revenue collection, and sector value chains promoting the country's national gross domestic product, GDP, for improved livelihoods. The CS was accompanied by PS's Nixon Cora, Lands and Physical Planning, Joel Aramonyang, Public Works, and Charles Hingham Waura, Housing and Urban Development. She said that the plan, which is aligned to the Kenya Vision 2030 and the Bottom-Up Economic Transformation Agenda, BETA, is not only a collection of objectives but a commitment to the Kenyans. The 2023 to 2027 strategic plan strives to provide a sense of predictability and instill confidence among its stakeholders, a structure for the ministry's decision-making process and a basis for budgetary decisions, said CS Wahome. She added that, the ministry is committed to fast-tracking registration of title deeds as well as transfer of titles and land transactions. It also commits to ensure that those who are landless are settled in line with BETA priorities, thus encouraging private sector investment and enhancing revenue collection. In line with the government's priority on delivery of affordable housing and human settlement, Wahome noted that the ministry is currently implementing several strategic interventions to increase supply of new housing, realize growth in the number of mortgages and provide developers with incentives to build more affordable housing. This strategic plan also seeks to complement sustainable planning, design and construction processes to achieve resilient public infrastructure. Strong legal frameworks in the environment will achieve compliance to industry standards and a well-regulated construction industry. In the realm of public works, CS Wahome noted, the ministry commits to robust infrastructure development, fostering connectivity and accessibility for citizens across the nation. She highlighted that, in the housing sector, the plan aspires to implement policies and initiatives that promote affordable and sustainable housing solutions. Lands and Physical Planning PS, Nixon Cora said his State Department is committed to carry out activities, projects and programs that will benefit Kenyans. We are committed to digitize records in all land offices, deregistration and issuance of more than 2 million title deeds, develop a national land cadastre, and standardize land value index, said PS Cora. PS Cora thanked development partners, particularly the European Union, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations for the continued support. FAO country representative in Kenya Ambassador Carla Mukavi congratulated the ministry for the achievement of the strategic plan 2023 to 2027. FAO is honored to have supported the development of your ministry's strategic plan 2023 to 2027 being launched. In our partnership, we have seen notable achievements of the land governance program, development and launch of the National Land Information Management System, NLIMS, ADISASA and improvement of the customer service center at the ministry, noted Mukavi. The National Lands Commission Chairman Mr. Gershom Otachi and European Union Representative Myra Bernardi also spoke at the launch ceremony. The launch of the strategic plan comes as the ministry is progressing well in digitizing land records in different parts of the country, currently at Isiolo and Moranga land registries, then head to Mombasa, Lamu and Machakos counties. Digitization eliminates historical land issues like documentation loss, title duplication, missing documents and reduces time and cost of land transactions. Digitization also eases business operations and revolutionizes land ownership.